Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
Bless your name.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We began our program with the Camp Kirkland Orchestra and Chorus, a wonderful medley taken from Don Moen's musical called God for Us. In the background right now, we're listening to the Clark Brothers, instrumentally the song We Worship and Adore You. And that is why we're here today, my friend, to worship and to adore and to praise the Lord Jesus Christ and thank Him for His sacrificial death for us on the cross of Calvary. Just like the Great Shepherd, which we've been talking about the last few weeks, He is leading us and guiding us, and He will continue to do that as our Good Shepherd. In fact, later in our program, we're going to continue the devotional series that we've been doing for a couple of weeks, taken from Max Lucado's book, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, Hope and Encouragement from Psalm 23. Today we'll be at the place where in the 23rd Psalm it says, He leads me beside still waters. Is God leading you, or are you trying to lead God? Well, that may sound funny, but sometimes I think that's what we do. But we need to rely upon God to lead us. He will do the right thing at the right time. And what a difference that makes. We like to run ahead a little bit because we don't think God's in control, but He is in control, and He will continue to guide us and to lead us. And later in our program, we're going to share with you from the New Living Translation a wonderful Psalm of David, Psalm 37. Some very familiar verses in this psalm, like trust in the Lord and do good, take delight in the Lord and He will give you your heart's desires, commit everything you do to the Lord, trust Him and He will help you. And that all goes along with our theme for today, letting God lead us through those paths of life. Well, we'll be sharing that psalm with you just a little later on. First, though, let's ask for God's anointing and blessing on our worship time together. Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your love for us. I thank You for the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who was sacrificed in our place so that we can stand before You today in Your presence, clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ, because we have none of our own, Lord. We are saved by faith, not by works. And I thank You, Lord, that we can do that, that we can place our complete trust in Jesus Christ and in His sacrificial death, and know that we have been forgiven of the penalty of all of our sins, and that our future is with You, Father, if we will just follow You and let You lead us along those paths of life. Take great pleasure in our praise today, Heavenly Father. And I pray that You will anoint everything we do today, the songs, the scripture, the devotional. May Your Spirit use it all to draw us closer to You. Heavenly Father, I do love You, and I thank You for the privilege You've given all of us to worship You today here on A Call to Worship. And Father, I thank You for the Lamb of God who willingly gave His life up so that we might have a relationship with You. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. My heart sings His praise again today, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb.
From the moment man first disobeyed the Father, we were then held captive by our sin. The law sacrifice, restoring to Himself His own again. So the Lamb, His only Son, was freely offered, atonement for our sin forever made. Still God and God only could ransom and redeem us back again.
And now from the New Living Translation, let me share with you Psalm 37, a psalm of David. Don't worry about the wicked. Don't envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like springtime flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you. He will make your innocence as clear as the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Be still in the presence of the Lord, and wait patiently for Him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper, or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop your anger. Turn from your rage. Do not envy others. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. In a little while, the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they will be gone. Those who are gentle and lowly will possess the land. They will live in prosperous security. The wicked plot against the godly. They snarl at them in defiance. But the Lord just laughs, for He sees their day of judgment coming. The wicked draw their swords and string their bows to kill the poor and the oppressed, to slaughter those who do right. But they will be stabbed through the heart with their own swords, and their bows will be broken. It is better to be godly and have little than to be evil and possess much. For the strength of the wicked will be shattered, but the Lord takes care of the godly. Day by day the Lord takes care of the innocent, and they will receive a reward that lasts forever. They will survive through hard times. Even in famine, they will have more than enough. But the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies are like flowers in a field. They will disappear like smoke. The wicked borrow and never repay, but the godly are generous givers. Those blessed by the Lord will inherit the land, but those cursed by Him will die. The steps of the godly are directed by the Lord. He delights in every detail of their lives. For though they stumble, they will not fall. For the Lord holds them by the hand. Once I was young, and now I am old, yet I have never seen the godly forsaken, nor seen their children begging for bread. The godly always gives generous loans to others, and their children are a blessing. Turn from evil and do good, and you will live in the land forever. For the Lord loves justice, and He will never abandon the godly. He will keep them safe forever, but the children of the wicked will perish. The godly will inherit the land and will live there forever. The godly offers good counsel. They know what is right from wrong. They fill their hearts with God's law, so they will never slip from His path. Those who are evil spy on the godly, waiting for an excuse to kill them. But the Lord will not let the wicked succeed, or let the godly be condemned when they are brought before the judge. Don't be impatient for the Lord to act. Travel steadily along His path. He will honor you, giving you the land. You will see the wicked destroyed. I myself have seen it happen, proud and evil people thriving like mighty trees. But when I looked again, they were gone. Though I searched for them, I could not find them. Look at those who are honest and good, for a wonderful future lies before those who love peace. But the wicked will be destroyed. They have no future. The Lord saves the godly. He is their fortress in times of trouble. The Lord helps them, rescuing them from the wicked. He saves them, and they find shelter in Him.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil.
In Christ alone
Thank you for listening to us today here on A Call to Worship. About halfway through the program, in the background right now, it's the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes, a medley of songs Like a River Glorious, Wonderful Peace, and It Is Well with My Soul. Coming up a little later in our program today, I'm going to be sharing a devotional by Max Licato entitled He Leads Me Beside Still Waters. He leads me. Isn't God yelling behind, come on? He's ahead of me, bidding, come with me. He's in front, clearing the path, clearing the brush, showing the way, and just before the curb, he says, turn here, watch your step there. He leads us. He tells us what we need to know when we need to know it. God will do the right thing at the right time, and what a difference that makes. Leave tomorrow's problems until tomorrow. God isn't going to let you see a distant scene either. So you might as well quit looking for it. We do not need to know what will happen tomorrow. We only need to know that He leads us, and we will find grace to help us when we need it. We need to know that God is still in control. And we need to know that it's not over until He says so. So next time you're disappointed, don't panic. Just follow the Lord and remember that He will lead us besides still waters. Now I have more on that devotional by Max Licato a little later in the program. Briefly, let me thank you for your letters and your financial help when you write. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you may contact this station if you're listening to one. Thank them for carrying Call to Worship. They make this airtime available to us without charge, and so your gift to this station would be very helpful. I can't give you their address because there are so many stations, but I can give you the address right here. Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you may find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember, you can make a contribution online. You can print out the program. You can actually listen to the program as we air it. So check us out, www.calltoworship.us. And now let's get back to the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes and the song entitled, It Is Well With My Soul. Where he leads me, I will follow, and I will say, yes, Lord, yes. The Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra singing for us here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Next, I'd like to share a devotional from the book by Max Lucado entitled Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, Hope and Encouragement from the 23rd Psalm. This is published by J. Countryman Books, a division of Thomas Nelson. We've been going through the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Today we're going to talk about how God leads us. The psalmist says that God leads me beside the still waters. And in case we miss the point, he repeats the phrase in the next verse. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Do you get it? He leads me. You see, God isn't behind me yelling, go, or driving us. He's in front of us, bidding, come. He is in the front, clearing the path, cutting the brush, showing the way. And just before the curve in the road, he says, turn here. Standing next to the rocks, he warns, watch your step here. You see, our Lord, our shepherd, leads us. He tells us what we need to know when we need to know it. As the New Testament writer would affirm, we will find grace to help us when we need it. God leads us. God will do the right thing at the right time, and what a difference that makes. God is leading you. So leave tomorrow's problems until tomorrow. Arthur Hayes Sulzberger was the publisher of the New York Times during the Second World War. And because of the world conflict, he found it almost impossible to sleep. He was never able to banish worries from his mind until he adopted as his motto these five words. One step enough for me. That was taken from the hymn, Lead Kindly Light. It says, Lead Kindly Light, keep thou my feet. I do not ask to see the distant scene. One step enough for me. You see, God isn't going to let you see the distant scene either. You might as well quit looking for it. He promises a lamp to our feet, not a crystal ball into the future. We do not need to know what will happen tomorrow. The old song says, I don't know about tomorrow, but I know the one who holds my hands. We only need to know that our shepherd leads us. And as Hebrews 4:16 says, we will find grace to help us when we need it. My Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are always there guiding my every step. And when I make a misstep, you're there to correct me and get me back on that straight path again. Father, thank you for your great love and for leading us into your way and guiding us along the paths that we should trot. As that wonderful old hymn says, in shady green pastures so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the water's cool flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes on the mount, when the sun shines so bright, sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night. Though sorrows befall us and evils oppose, through grace we can conquer, defeat all of our foes. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives us a song. In the night season and all the day long, God leads his dear children along.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow bathe the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children alone. Sometimes on the mound, where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads his dear children alone. Some through the water, some fire.
Oh, what a wonderful song there. God Leads Us Along. Combination of two albums, the Bill Gaither Trio and the Tom Fetke Singers, combining together for that song. What a great song. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me right now at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on that website. You can make a contribution online. You can print out the program. Lots of things like that. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us. www.dove.us. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together with the Bruce Greer Singers, a combination of two songs, I Will Follow and I Have Decided to Follow Jesus.